Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with the regular cast, Tim Convey, to my left.
Regular cast. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something wrong with that?
No.
All right, man.
Just saying.
Glad you're here.
Checking in, man.
Sean O'Brien here.
I'm here. I'm a regular. Don't panic.
Sean is
a regular cast member.
Regular cast member. He's got his St. Louis flag shirt on.
I do. I got my Bills hat on.
His Bills hat on.
Which we were going to get into in a minute. Let's bring our guest in.
Our guest. We're still coming from Nashville. This is our third and final episode from Nashville. Not final. We'll be back. But we've got Josh Mancuso here. Josh.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, man.
We're really glad you're here. Now, we don't know Josh, okay? I know Josh I've been watching his stuff online for a really long time. It's really, really funny stuff, man.
He's got my favorite video online, and I didn't even put it together till a couple days ago.
Really?
Let's go.
And it involves this logo. It's amazing. Dude, he does, I mean, it's your story to tell, but it's like a minute and a half video of just playing off with the word Buffalo Bills, Buffalo, the mascot, Buffalo
City.
Oh,
I saw that one. Yeah,
back and forth. And I had a dozen people send it to me, I don't know, whenever you launched it, about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And I was just always in my algorithm and feed because I watch it, and then I have all this Bills stuff. And I'm like, this is great. I've watched it 50 times, buddy. You got to watch it. I would assume just to find it, type in your name on, just Google it and just Buffalo Bills.
Well, yeah. What's your Instagram handle? Because that's
what it's just my name, Josh Mancuso.
Yeah.
Kind of explain to people who don't know what you do.
Yeah. Well, like for that, that was I call them mascot videos, right? So I started doing these a couple years ago. So I do social media comedies and actor, comedian, but social media is kind of the place to just start creating stuff, making my own stuff. And so I started doing that a few years ago. But yeah, I got into these, doing these mascots. I was hanging out with my father-in-law. He's an Auburn graduate. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't you yell Go Tigers? And he was like, no, it's War Eagle. I'm like, but you're the Tigers. Like, it's the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah.
He's like, no, but we yell War Eagle. I was like, well, that don't make any sense. So I thought, well, that'd make a great video.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And that was the first one I did. That was like 3 years ago. And then it's gone through a lot of colleges. And then Buffalo is the only NFL team I've done. So there's a lot more I need to do there.
Dude, it was gold.
Yeah.
It's so good, man. It's just so, and it's so like, it's like true. Like, it's funny because it's like, spot on. It's like the name of the mascot, the name of the city, who's Bill, and he goes round and around. And I'm not,
they're all fun, like dude. That, like Alabama, the Crimson Tide, it's an elephant for a mascot.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
But what's a Crimson Tide? Yeah. So,
yeah, man.
They write themselves, honestly.
No, dude, they don't. I mean, there's a lot of people out there where, like, you have one actor playing, two different parts or three different parts. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on, but there's something about the way that you do it that's, There's a real tone to it that it's awesome, man.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, thanks.
It's great, man. Bills one, were you just like, all right, let me just go through NFL teams and what sticks out, and then you're like, huh, okay, what is a Bill? And that's why you dove into the Buffalo Bills. Like, how did that kind of...
I wish there was more thought put into it, like you just explained just now, but it's usually me just being like...
Well, hold on. You're talking to a guy who puts no thought into it.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I mean, yeah.
And then you're
I think it was during the playoffs a couple years ago. when they were in the playoffs and when they lost again. But
right, man, let's take it.
But sorry, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, I just they had a big snow. Right, and they were paying people to come shovel the snow out of the stadium.
$20 an hour.
Yeah. $20 an hour.
And I was like, "That's hilarious." And I was like, "I haven't done an NFL mascot yet." And I was like, "Well, this would be a great time to do one." So, some of them, it takes me forever to write them because it's like I'm grinding through it. You know, like writing jokes or something. Just like, golly.
Yeah.
But with that one, it just kind of happened. Dude, like,
please go watch it. It is so good, and I'm not. It has nothing to do with just being a Bills fan.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It started with a lot of SEC stuff, didn't it?
A lot of SEC. Yeah, and I'm a big SEC guy, but I love college football, all conferences. You know, every team. Like I just love football. So if you go back and watch my earlier videos, they were not as crisp and as good as the ones you guys are talking about now. So don't do that. Don't go back.
Well, I don't. It was before the internet, but there's some videos on some Hi8 cassettes of me doing stand up and. I really hope nobody sees that.
I would love to.
That's terrible.
To hear those.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
So you love SEC. Did you go to Tennessee?
I did not. No.
Yeah. Okay. But you're wearing the hat.
But I'm wearing the hat. I'm repping the hat.
Perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned.
As far as you're concerned. Yes. Does everyone at this table think that?
No. Gray's got a big problem with it. He thinks you can only wear gear from a place that you have a degree from.
He's really sensitive about this topic.
Not that. It's just there's just something about the Irish where they get all weepy-eyed and like, me alma mater. And it's like, you didn't go there. You didn't go there.
Never called it me alta. That's Italian, by the way. It's not even a little bit Irish. It's absolutely insane.
I know.
I'm a Notre Dame fan. I did not go to school there. You mentioned members of your family went to Tennessee. Members of my family went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of heat about it.
I see.
But I applaud you for being a Tennessee fan. I think it's totally fine to be a fan of whatever school, whether you went there or not.
I agree. But you do get a lot of bandwagon fans out there, people that are like, people that live in Texas are like, I like Michigan. I'm like, why do you like Michigan? Yeah. Why do you like a team? Like your team. Like, I like Tennessee because I'm from Tennessee. You
know? Tim's not from Indiana.
No, but I'm Irish.
That's good.
It's worth something. And my uncles and grandfather went there. It's totally fine.
Not like Tim had another, you didn't have like, or I guess we talked about this. If it was Mizzou versus Notre Dame, you're rooting for who?
For Mizzou. I went to school there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which makes sense. Yeah, that's good.
I think we talked about this on the McKernan episode.
That's right.
My dad's side of the family, they're all Jewish. Mm-hmm. And one of our commenters helped me understand which college I was referring to. But there's a college called Yeshiva in New York City. It's where people go to become a rabbi. And
they have a good basketball team.
I don't. Do they?
That's what I believe the commenter said.
Really?
And they wear yarmulkes.
And I'm a huge fan.
The team?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't until, Tim started talking to me about the reason why he's a Notre Dame fan is he's Catholic.
I think it's great. So, you should embrace that team for sure.
You should, man. We'll get you some gear. They got some merch.
We'll
get you in, man.
Do you do stand-up?
I do some stand-up.
Okay,
I started doing stand-up about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really out of necessity because I didn't come up doing stand-up.
Like right.
I came up doing more acting work, and then I just started making my own content, which was comedies, and then I would get requests to come.
Somebody's like, hey, man, we want to hire you.
And you're
like,
you come do stand-up at our place. Did you stand-up? And I'm like, no. And then they're like, we'll pay you, X amount of dollars. I'm like, I sure do. I love to do stand up. Yeah. So that's how I started.
Yeah.
So now I do, a handful of shows a year.
Okay. Yeah. And you live in LA now?
I live in LA. Just moved to LA in June.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Was that intimidating to start stand up? I mean, I assume you started doing open mics and stuff, right?
No, I never. No.
Oh.
No, I'd like. I.
He just took a $20,000 corporate gig.
I just went for it.
Have you ever done an open mic in your life?
No. No. Never.
Oh, man.
No.
Well, that's fantastic.
But
so,
that's great.
Your first corporate, you just show up and do it?
And just do it.
How long of a set?
Like 45 minutes. Like, just keep
that's
going.
That's the tape that I want. I want that tape.
No, they didn't know, huh? I don't think that's out there. Yeah. It was so funny because I did we did a show in Knoxville a couple years ago that we put on. It was at the Bijou
Theater. Man. Yeah.
It, we put it on ourselves, and we had, you know, 400 or 500 people. It was a pretty good crowd that we did. It was like a pregame.
Sure.
Before a Tennessee game, it was like a Friday night. And so we did have some music. It was a great show. Like, you know, I did probably 45 minutes again there, like, I don't, you know, and it was fun. But my daughters, I have three daughters, they went down there as well. And they don't think I'm funny, or they don't think what I do is that big of a deal. And so my oldest daughter was like, I thought this was like an open mic night or something. And I was like, no, this is my show. Like, it's Josh Mancuso live. Like, she's like, I thought it was open mic night. I was like, God.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I you know what? I mean, part of it is I'd like to see it, because sometimes when you just kind of go through the system and stand up, you like, oh, you don't even know it, but you're like, I'm starting to follow these rules that I've seen everybody else follow and structure. And it probably gets in the way of some creativity.
Probably. Yeah. But I just, you know, like the first show I ever did, actually, the first two or three shows I did were things that we put on. So like I was living in Johnson City, Tennessee, where I grew up. And there's a little theater there, holds 100 people, right? So we sold it out real quick. So my videos had gone pretty big. People were like, you know, let's just do something live and just see what people think. And we did it, and it went well. Like, it went well. But I mean, you know, so then it was probably 3 or 4 shows in before I got a corporate gig. So I had a little bit of time. But from the beginning, it was just like—
Yeah, but your fifth time, you're just pulling
that. Yeah. I mean, shit the eye.
Yeah. I mean,
my fifth time, I was just so off to the races.
Were you just kind of riffing up there, or did you have like, well, here's my set list in the 45 in the corporate gig? Or are you just like,
set list? Yeah, just, I still
had.
This is the first time he's heard the words set list.
I thought that's what that's for bands and stuff, right? I didn't,
that's so cool.
That's great, man.
Yeah, I'm not a professional stand-up comedian, right? So I still have a set list taped up to the monitors usually.
That's all right.
So I can just reference, what was I going to say next? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just, you know, because I can't remember that much stuff. That's too long.
That's completely fine.
Yeah.
Do you,
I don't know how you do it. I mean, I don't know how you do it.
Well, you just basically throw the rest of your life away. And for, I don't know, 25, 30 years, just focus on one thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, no relationships, no nothing.
Uh-uh.
And and then you get an act. And feel pretty good about it.
Man, I'm inspired right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is the University of Tennessee, they're obviously aware of what you do. Have they reached out to you, or do you guys do stuff together? Or do they? I mean,
yeah, I've worked with them a handful of times.
Okay, because you definitely know you're a Vol fan.
Yeah,
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 when,
yeah.
When you watch your videos.
Yeah, I tried to be discreet about it for a while, where people didn't know who I liked, and eventually I was just like, whatever.
I like
the Vols, just going for it. Yeah, I did stuff with a couple of their basketball players, football players. I've done stuff with Tennessee the most, but I've also done stuff with Clemson and Oklahoma, some other schools.
Good.
Yeah, good. It's been fun getting out there.
We need to get you into the college wrestling world. I think I need to see if we can get you to do a college wrestling video.
I'd love to do like a something with a college wrestler, like a guy that's on the team. I could put on the
singlet.
Is it called a singlet?
Yeah.
He likes it when you call it a onesie.
No, it's a onesie.
He prefers that, man.
That's not what it is.
Greg likes it.
It's not that. Leotard. That's what gymnasts wear. It's a singlet, and that is the proper use.
He has referenced it as a onesie before.
I have not.
So it's a comfort zone for him. It's his comfort zone.
It's a discomfort zone. But yeah, no, I think I can make that happen, man.
I would love to.
Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
I mean, because sure, you've conquered SEC football fans, but this is a big time. There's wrestling stuff.
Right.
There's a fan.
There are dozens of fans out there that are going to want to hear.
Greg can open that door for you. So.
That was a shot at college wrestling.
That was a strong
one. It's because the guy's dominating college football, which is arguably the biggest fan base there is. And you're like,
best sport in America.
I got something for you.
Let me introduce you to these wrestling people.
They're very loyal.
Hundreds.
It's not hundreds. It's hundreds. Yeah. They're huge.
It is loyal. I'm a fan. It's all great. I'm just making the point that we're talking about SEC football here. We're talking about college football. That's all.
This is what's wrong with our podcast is Tim is he alienates certain groups because they're not as big as other groups. And
I'm just saying, yeah. Josh is absolutely murdering it on social media with all his college football. And he's like, God, yeah, but how can I break into wrestling? Yeah. He's only done one NFL team. I have a feeling that's what he's going to expand into more quickly than he does the wrestling people. And you know, I love the wrestling people. Don't get me wrong.
We love them, man. Yeah. Maybe be like a bonus content, like behind a Patreon one day or something. Like, maybe for like a
trophy. O'Brien, always the business guy. Go. Always figuring out an angle to make money.
Hey, we don't have one, which is fine. I'm just saying some people capitalize on that.
Yeah.
Big deal.
It's like a wrestling conference I could come do stand-up comedy at. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it for free, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. But you should totally get in.
Never mind. Yeah.
No, I'll tell them to hire you next time.
That's right. Man. They'll be there. That's awesome.
200 people there in onesies, so you should check it out.
Man. What a jerk.
He's huge.
What a jerk. The brand this week is M&M's.
M&M's.
I reached out to Josh Mancuso. I said, is there a brand that you might be interested in? And he sent me a few. And I was like, you know what? We have not done M&M's. M&M's was one of them. And are you a fan?
I am. I'm a big fan of the peanut butter. M&M's.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna do a little bit of a taste test later. But let's talk about the history. The central figure here is Forrest Mars Sr. He is the son of Frank and Ethel Mars. Sean, what's going on with those?
Did you just pocket some M&Ms?
Yeah,
I'm safe. I did literally. I literally did nothing. I didn't even move my water.
That's all right, man.
We'll fix it.
I can vouch for him.
His dad married Ethel and then divorced his mom, and then married another woman named Ethel.
Sure. That's great.
He married two Ethels, Frank did.
Yeah. I know a woman who's married to three different guys named, I can't think of the name. It's one, it's like not common enough that it makes any sense. It's like Denny. She married three guys.
Three
named
Denny's?
Denny.
Yeah.
You got to type, you know?
All
right, so two Ethels.
And he was raised by his grandparents. I'm not sure why that all happened. His dad was in the candy business, and he went to work for his dad after college in Chicago. And Forrest was like a very valuable, wasn't like a nepotism thing. Like he was a really, really smart guy. He helped develop Snickers, helped his dad develop Three Musketeers. Him and his dad got in a disagreement. I'm not sure what it was about. So at one point, Forrest was like, I'm out of here. And he moved to England. And when he was over in England, he started his own candy company. And he developed the Mars Bar.
Uh-huh.
And he developed Maltesers. An English candy, I believe. And started a pet food company.
It's in a falcon shape, isn't it?
Maltese. I like where you're going with
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, too, yeah. I like where you're going with that.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. He did well over there, came back to the U.S. and started a food company called Food Manufacturers, which they did some candy. They also did Pedigree pet food and Uncle Ben's rice. When he was over in England, apparently he visited Spain during the Spanish Civil War.
Mm.
Good timing.
What a time to go.
I don't think it's a great time to go.
Rates are cheap, though. Hotel rooms.
That's probably
it. Yeah, there you go.
You can price line that thing with an airline ticket for $50.
Practically a continental breakfast. It's great. Yeah.
So he encountered, supposedly, some soldiers eating Smarties. Don't think Smarties like we think of Smarties, which is those sort of... You like all that sugar
like
candy.
Little,
kind of sweet tarts.
Chalky kind of.
Yeah, chalky, sweet tarty, mini
little,
sweet tarts
like,
almost. Yeah, yeah.
Size of a pea.
Yeah, that's not what we're thinking of. They are from the Dragee or Dragee, D-R-A-G-E-E, one of the accents, the first one, one of the E's has an accent, ague over it. So I'm going to say it's Dragee, like Jack A. from the hit show 227. There you
love
go.
Love Jack A.
Yeah, Jack A.
So much attitude.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah, yeah. Pretty lady.
Was she in Ladybugs?
Yes. She was.
Yes, good call, man. Toe-to-toe with Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Jacket.
Toe-to-toe.
And wow. Home.
Yeah. 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 Kind of gave...
his place a little bit, you know? Even less respect than he was already getting.
So a dragée is the name for a bite-sized confectionery with a hard outer shell, much like M&M's. Mm. There were Smarties over there. They looked a whole lot like M&M's. And Forrest was like, I think there's something to these. Basically, the soldiers like them because they're out there fighting and they get chocolate and it doesn't melt in your hands. We all know about that. They were made by a British company called Roundtree, now owned by Nestle. So he's like, we're going to start making these things, okay? He made two agreements, two very, very key agreements. His first agreement was with Bruce Murray. You guys know who Bruce Murray is?
No.
M-U-R-R-I-E. I'll give you $20 if you know who he is. It's a tricky one. He is the son of Hershey's chocolate president, William Murray.
Bill
at
Murray?
The time. Not, yeah.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray. Yeah, yeah. So back then, Hershey's, it was during the war, okay, World War II, and Hershey's controlled all the chocolate. The chocolate was rationed and Hershey's controlled all the chocolate. So he knew if he wanted some chocolate for these things, he had to, you know, kind of get in bed with Hershey's. Mm-hmm. And so Hershey's had a 20% share of M&M's. Do you know what M&M stands for?
Mars and Murray.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's M&M's. Stands for Mars and Murray.
Did you know that? Or did you just
no, context clues, Josh.
He's good, right, man.
I never would have gotten that.
Yeah, Tim.
Oh, yeah, man, I was gone. I'm not a clue in that.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim's pretty quick sometimes. That's sometimes. Big. Yeah. Yeah. It's that Notre Dame education. the other deal he made was, remember, he kind of stole this idea.
Yeah.
He made a deal with Roundtree, the British company. And they basically said, we're going to split up the world, basically. And he's like, hey, if you don't sue me for taking this idea, you guys can sell Mars bars up in Canada and South Africa. And at the time, it was called Erie. That must be some region of the country. Because I don't think
probably
they really.
Erie, PA.
I don't think they made a deal.
They do, yeah, man. Western Pennsylvania. Yeah. They're very passionate.
All the good brands are carving out Erie.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, so you be Forrest Mars.
Okay.
And I'll be Murray.
Okay.
Actually, I should do this with you. I mean, this is what you do.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is what
you do. No, I do talk to myself. Do you want me to play both? No.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
We don't have that technology for that here.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, you be Forrest Mars, and you're like, hey man, I want to make a deal with you.
Yeah. Hey man, I want to make a deal with you for these candies.
Yeah. Listen, I'm interested in doing it, mm-hmm. but if I don't get here EPA, we're not doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Scene. Yeah. This is why he does the acting and I do stand-up comedy.
That was amazing.
That was good, wasn't it? It was a pretty good film, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know how many acting classes I took just to show you
it's
that
very
right
convincing,
there.
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Did you for a second think that he was...
I didn't think that's the way it was going to go. I thought he was going to put up some resist, but I felt it.
Yeah, that was great. It was great.
This guy's good.
He's real good. Yeah, so those are the two big deals. So M&M's came out in 1941. No M on the candy in the beginning.
Oh.
No
oh,
M.
Oh, okay. I imagine that's expensive, an added cost, and maybe the technology wasn't there at the time.
Yeah, we'll get to some of it. Originally in cardboard tubes, kind of like you would see the mini M&Ms today that are in like the plastic, but they're in a cardboard version of that.
Oh. And they're just in there loose or they're stacked?
I mean, they're round. I don't know if you can stack them.
Well, if it's narrow enough.
Oh, I don't think it was that narrow. No, I think it was more like, you know, yeah.
They're
just
in there loose. Got it.
Sure. That kind of deal right there. Yeah. Yeah, well, you're a music guy.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know it. Steely Dan, that was M&M's.
Is that right?
In the background, yeah.
Which song?
Some of those songs, most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think maybe like a I don't want to say this because it's probably not that appetizing, but a toilet paper roll, cardboard. type thing. Yeah, maybe not quite that big.
I like the. I would think if you do that and then you take some out and eat them, it changes the sound,
Yeah,
you can influence the entire musical track by
and
eating M&Ms.
Donald Fagen would stop in between, take a few, and then that third chorus, if you listen.
Yeah.
A little higher.
Yeah. I want this in a different key.
That's right. Hang on.
And they're like, there's no sound.
It's just empty.
Fagen, did you eat all the M&Ms? What's going on here, Fagen?
Great Steely Dan bit.
Yeah, that's I would say it's our best Steely Dan bit on the podcast.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Who was their first customer, Sean? Exclusively.
So you're talking like
1941. That should give you a little bit of a...
Yeah, I'll go Nabisco.
Nope. Tim? 1941, they had one customer. Remember the history of these things. Josh Mancuso.
The United States government.
United States Army.
Army.
Close enough. Yeah, right. United States Army. These weren't available to the public. They went right to the Army.
No kidding.
Yeah, they were standard issue. You got some M&Ms.
That's great. Yeah.
So there's a lot of terrible things going on over there. A lot of it well documented on the History Channel. But you got some M&Ms.
Yeah.
And nobody else were getting.
Help with recruitment too, I'd imagine.
A lot of stuff that, a lot of food that we've talked about on this, like had, like, the people in the Army had it and then they came back home and they're like, we want this. I don't remember all the brands, you know, but there's a lot of that going on. 1948 was the first time they had the brown paper bag. 1949, they had the slogan. Tim, what's the slogan?
Melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yes, the milk chocolate that melts in your mouth, not in your hand, 1949. 1950, they put a black M on the candy.
Huge.
1954, a white M. That's when they went to the white M.
Makes more sense on chocolate, yeah.
Here's why they put the M on the candy. They wanted to stamp it on the candy to differentiate from copycats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. You guys were a copycat.
Yeah.
If we do, there's people out there stealing our idea. Oh, like you did?
Yeah.
Like you guys kind of took it.
Man, yeah, I know. Kind of hypocritical.
Legally, they did it.
God, if I was an M&M copycat, do you know how quick I'd put a W on my candy?
Yeah, I like it, man.
Well, what if you just turn it upside down?
That's what I'm saying. I'd be like,
no, it's a W. It's not the same.
Mine's a W. Yours is an M. I'm safe here. I'm not ripping anybody
out. That's right.
W&Ws?
Yeah, that would be my problem.
I like it. I like where you're going, man. You've had a lot of good ideas today podcast,
yeah,
man. Really good stuff, man.
I'm impressed.
The original colors were red, yellow, violet, green, and brown. 1976, they replaced red with orange. There was a big red dye scare.
Yeah.
The company did not use red dye, but they were worried about people like freaking out, being like, there's red dye on that. Like, well, there's not. It's just red. We've used natural,
Wait, what do you mean? Back then, people were like, red dye?
Amaranth, I think, was the thing that they were after. Oh. Yeah, red dye. There was a big red dye thing in 1976.
Well, there's a big red dye problem now. It's going to be going away in some products, right?
They came back in 1987. They use artificial colors today in the U.S., not in Europe. Europe laws are a little stricter.
Problematic.
Yeah. It is a little problematic.
It's not ideal.
Eminem's Royals came, they were mint. I think it was in like the early 80s. They were, I'm getting that mixed up. 1991 peanut butter M&Ms came out. You guys fans?
Huge. Yes.
You like them? Yeah. That's your thing?
It's the best one.
I prefer.
Is that right?
I prefer Reese's Pieces.
Oh.
Do you really?
I do.
To a peanut butter M&M.
Correct.
Not to an M&M.
Oh, so different for me. Craving different things. But yeah, more regularly, I'm going to go Reese's Pieces.
Okay. 1996 M&M minis. You guys familiar?
Yeah, I don't care for them.
You don't care for them? A lot of people like them.
Yeah.
Josh?
Yeah, I go for him.
Any idea why people might prefer the M&M mini to the M&M? The taste.
You're getting more coating and less
this guy is chocolate. On fire today, man.
Wow.
This guy is on fire today.
Something about Nashville.
Yeah, it is, man. You get like 20% smarter when we come to Nashville.
I'm not, waking up several times in the night with my kids waking up. I get real sleep down here.
That's what it is, yeah. And it pays off on the pod.
The Sustainable Nano blog did some in-depth research and they found out that because the candy to chocolate ratio is higher for mini M&Ms, it makes them sweeter. They did all this research. Tim could have just told them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. Been,
if I was in Nashville.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're back in St. Louis. Yeah. You got
no dice.
Yeah. Who knows how long.
Normal. Yeah. Just run-of-the-mill dumb Tim.
Yeah. Just regular old Tim. Yeah.
Had I grew up here, I'd have gotten into Notre Dame.
Okay. Here's
100%. I believe it.
Hey, we're going to role play again.
And, okay.
We've got an actor.
Yeah. Right.
Again. I want you to play, you want to play me basically on this.
But, okay.
And you're going to reenact what we just did. But Tim, this time you're in St. Louis.
Okay.
So you're going to, that's sort of the thing that happened. Okay.
1996?
Yeah, yeah.
M&M Minis. The Sustainable Nano blog did some in-depth research and concluded that it's because the candy to chocolate ratio is higher for many M&Ms, making them sweeter.
You're supposed to ask me.
What?
You're supposed to say, hey guys, any idea why they made
them? Dang, this is why I don't host a podcast.
Yeah, but I kind of gave you the wrong
one. Do it again. I've done the exact same thing. I thought it was just like,
That's not.
I'm an actor. I just read lines. I don't know. I can't come up with stuff.
That's what we do. You did a great job, Josh. I'm with you in that, man.
Okay.
You don't want to be compared to that guy.
So again, we're in St. Louis. Same thing happening. Mm-hmm. Only what if we were in St. Louis? Josh would be playing the part of Greg.
Yeah, just to say, hey, why do you think, you know.
Okay. Do you want to put on a onesie to get into character to play Greg?
Yeah, man. It's a sweet looking outfit.
Singlet.
Any idea why the, wait, what am I supposed to ask?
Yeah, just start with that.
Boy, am I putting, there's so much pressure on me to deliver now.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to.
And I had a pretty good bit, but now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You're going to have to let this rip, so. Okay, yeah.
We're in St. Louis.
Got it, okay.
Yeah, we're in St. Louis.
Sorry, I got dumber just with the visualization of being there.
Yeah.
Any idea why the smaller mini M&Ms are sweeter than the regular ones? He doesn't know.
What? Oh, man, he doesn't know.
He doesn't even know because we're tired. In St. Louis. Yeah. He's a little bit overacting, a little cartoony for me. Let me be Tim in St.
Louis. But he's not a trained actor.
Can we do it again? Let me be Tim in St. Louis.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Any idea why the smaller mini M&Ms are sweeter than the regular ones?
What?
Is that a regular Tim response?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Tim in St. Louis.
In St. Louis. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's my response?
Any idea?
You don't get smarter here, do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. That's why we're down here.
But I'm enjoying myself.
We hope.
I'm having a good time, though.
I don't know what your response. Yeah, the thing is, you're a wild card, man.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. People like wild cards, man.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, you're right. People like
get a wild card in any game or activity.
It's usually a good thing.
Right?
You
ever play Uno? Wild cards are important in that game.
1999 crispy M&Ms. I vaguely remember them. I wasn't interested in. 2005.
It was basically like Rice Krispies in there.
Yes.
Really? I don't remember that at all. Wow. Yeah.
I didn't realize those weren't around anymore.
I'll tell you, underrated. I enjoyed that.
Yeah?
I did.
It's a little texture thing.
Kind of like a Nestle Crunch vibe.
Yes.
I do like those.
Yes.
I thought they did it right. But you know, the public spoke and they wanted no part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're gone.
I don't know they're gone, but I think in terms of popularity, they're not crushing.
I would bet they're gone, but I they weren't at Kroger this morning.
Somewhere on the dark web, you can get them.
They weren't at Kroger? Did you go to other places to look?
You're gonna
Did you just go to Kroger, or did you go? Did you find? You didn't find. You couldn't go anywhere else to keep looking.
I didn't even know they were a thing.
Oh, it's not so fun, is it? He doesn't know what we're talking about, but
I'm liking
it. Somebody out there will find it. Somebody will find these M&Ms, and just hit Greg hard. Be like, geez, man, all you do is get in your car, go to Cracker Barrel. They're right there. Man, step up your game, man. Don't be so lazy.
Appreciate what you're doing. Really appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, man.
2005 Mega M&Ms. They were 55% larger.
Remember that?
Do you remember that?
Okay.
Later relaunched in 2014 and just in peanut butter. Sean, you want to grab those over there?
Yes,
can you get that?
Those,
right here?
Those are good.
There it is, right there. The Mega M&M and peanut butter. There we go. That's we're going to do a little taste test here in a second. 2008, my favorite. No, wait a minute. That was M&M Premiums. That was a weird thing where they were like, it wasn't a candy coating. It was like a glossy shell, and they were like fancy
like a different type
flavors.
Of chocolate or
something? Yeah, I think like, yeah. And it was more chocolate, and I think it was a failure. 2009, dark chocolate M&Ms. That's, I'm going to guess, my favorite.
Mm.
I love those. 2010, pretzel M&Ms. Anybody?
Those are good. Those are still right around. Yeah.
Okay. 1982, they were offered to be part of a movie. What was the movie, Sean?
M&M movie? What are you talking about?
1982?
Oh, 1982.
This is very famous.
Oh, well,
they offered to be
E.T. Yeah, E.T. Yeah, they went to M&M's and said, do you want to be in this movie? Yeah. And they were like, no. Reese's Pieces came in and their sales rose, some people say 300% or something.
M&M blew it.
Should have done that.
They blew it. Yeah, it was messed up.
Why do you think M&M wanted no part of that?
Spielberg, they didn't like Jaws.
They didn't like Jaws, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Was that the reason?
Who doesn't like Jaws? Well,
Spielberg.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's just a weird no, right?
I agree.
Yeah. Somebody.
I wonder. I'm sure that story is out there, and I'll bet it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because they blew it.
Yeah, they did blow it. And you know, I always, whenever there's like a classic screw up, I always imagine that it's me and like I'm the guy. And you know, like just like some guy probably watched the movie and he's like, he sees all these people around him freaking out. He's like, oh boy. This is not going to.
Yeah.
And he probably spends a couple days like, it's not that big of a deal.
Whatever.
He goes to the movie, the thing happens, and he's like, this is bad. And he's just like, boom. And I saw E.T. What a stinker.
What a bust.
Yeah. Spielberg's lost his mind. That thing's terrible.
Why is it in theaters? Straight to VHS. Yeah. Garbage.
Forrest Mars was a difficult guy from everything that I can tell. Fortune magazine called him an irascible candy maker with a fetish for privacy. A driven personality given to terrifying outbursts of temper.
Yeah, this guy's relatable to me.
Really, 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 really bright guy. Pretty tough. He would call up sales associates in the middle of the night if he found a packet of M&Ms where the M wasn't printed exactly in the middle of the candy, and he would say that we need to recall that batch of M&Ms.
Wow,
he's a perfectionist.
Sounds like a pleasure to work with.
I think later in life he started Ethel M Chocolates, which is more like, you know, a premium Russell Stover, that kind of thing.
I wonder which Ethel.
I'm going to guess it was his mom.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That would be terrible. You don't know. That would be terrible.
He's a mean guy. What if he was trying to stick it to him? He goes, oh, by the way, mom, it's named after the other Ethel.
I don't know if he was a mean guy. He was exacting. Yeah.
Of course, Greg's defending the mean guy.
I'm just very exacting. He's got a system. Yeah. It's the way things work. He's efficient with it.
Different strokes.
By the way, what a dumb thing. Like, the M's not centered. Is that ever going to blow? Like, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is this corporate America garbage.
No.
Like, What do you mean? No. Why am I? So, do you care? Would you care? Don't lie. Would you care if the M was not centered as a buyer?
Yes.
You're lying.
It's the guy's life's work.
Yeah.
He's worked very hard to create that, have a brand, have it consistent. Yeah. So yeah, it's important to him. And if the M isn't centered just because somebody's being lazy and not doing their job right, then yes, I want that changed. I want it different.
All right. Let's do some testing here. That is.
Did you see how many times?
Greg, wow, that is.
Tristan rehang the sign.
That was about 14, man, and it made all the difference.
You wanted it perfect. Which shout out, by the way, to Tristan and the Nashville crew here.
Yeah, man.
There was a little sneak peek of this is already out already, but some of the Nashville shot, and my wife Emma says we all have never looked better than we do in this lighting, and that we all look 10 years younger.
Outstanding.
Yeah, jump in. See what you think.
That goes for Tristan.
Outstanding. So I'm going to have Josh try these, and I'm going to do it gradually because I'll lose track. That's the peanut M&M. You want to try
one
that?
Here? Yeah. My least favorite, you know,
is the peanut.
Yeah.
The hard peanut.
Why you got to go and try to health it up? Like, it's just a...
Right. You know, we kind of rather you, you know, like,
oh,
not have opinions going in.
Oh, I mean,
you know, yeah,
pretend like you never had. Yeah.
Right. Oh, what is this?
So there's
hacking. Ooh. That's hacking right there, man. You see that? Tim, can you hand me some of the other ones here?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now go with and there's a water there for you if you want to, you know, clear your palate.
What do you want me to do next?
Let's do just the plain M&M.
Just a regular red. Let me make sure that M is centered on there properly.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a little faded in the top left corner. But
like, Force is like not going to be happy.
The line for the first down in the bottom, it's a little off center, so I can't eat that.
Yeah,
I can't.
What is this garbage?
I mean, if it was level, I would go buy more, but okay. They blew it. So,
all right, now this is where we get into some crazy stuff here. I want you to try. This is you said you enjoy these. That's a mega peanut butter.
Oh man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All right. Can you hear that?
It's okay, man. It's part of our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right, man.
Yeah. It's okay.
If we do quite a bit of chewing on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's this one?
That is the same thing, but not mega. It is a peanut butter M&M. Stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Real quick, any difference there? You got a preference on just those two?
Yeah, so obviously the bigger one's got more peanut butter.
That's what you like?
And that's the best part for me.
Okay.
So I'm into the mega peanut butter.
Mega peanut butter right now is winning.
I haven't had a mega peanut butter until just now, so we're breaking down doors. Yeah.
Big peanut butter guy. Do you have a favorite brand?
Yeah, is there like just anything?
Of peanut butter?
Yeah, like
Jif. Yeah,
100%. There you go. There you go, baby. There you go.
I like the Jif Natural.
Great, I do too.
So,
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Which I'm sure is
Greg turned against his own kind here.
He doesn't like that.
We are the consumers. You have been consumed.
I did have regular Jif this morning though, so and it was great.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Let's do a...
Love peanut butter.
That's awesome, man. That's why I knew I liked you. That is a dark chocolate M&M.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not excited.
Okay. No, I love dark chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah. I just didn't know they had these.
Sean, you want to open those for him?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, then we're going to go with
I'm into it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
There's a lot to keep track of here, so we're let's do a pretzel M&M.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, these are big.
Yeah,
there's some size to it.
It is some size, and it's round. It looks like a gumball.
It does. Yeah, you got to get pretzel in there. It takes space. Yeah.
Sean, you know who a big fan of peanut butter M&M is Sarah, the waitress at the Funny Bone.
Oh, is that right?
She's always
is that
got peanut butter. Yeah, she's always got peanut butter M&M's.
I didn't know that, man.
Wonderful.
That tastes like a malt ball.
Oh, really? Like a Whopper.
Yeah, like a Whopper. A little bit.
Those are fun.
No kidding.
I like those.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The pretzel
as much.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I don't know.
Now these are the M&M minis. I'm gonna go ahead and ration you like two or three or four of those because it's just so small.
I'll do three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They are very small.
Huh? Yeah.
On board.
A lot of tension.
I mean,
how's that surface area?
It's not enough. It's just not enough.
Yeah. And then finally, this is something pretty crazy here. This is the peanut butter and jelly M&M.
You don't.
Well, I had one of these before.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, he's out. He's out.
No, I'm not it. No.
Uh-uh. All right. So let us know what you think, man. Like, just initial, top three, maybe. You want to rank? I don't know if there's so many. You think he can rank them?
This is Josh Mancuso we're talking
about. Yeah, you think. He can't. All right,
he can do anything.
Yeah. I'm going to guess your least favorite is the peanut butter jelly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's last place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to guess maybe that pretzel you didn't care for that
right.
much. Yeah,
second to last.
Now we get into some winners. Oh, we didn't. We left one out. Almond. You're almond, a guy that likes, you tend to like nuts. I mean, peanuts more, so.
I like almonds. I mean.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
That's almost, I wonder what
that's
this is like.
Almond shaped. It's like a little egg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how that compares to the Jordan almond. Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to guess
Minis
is your third to least favorite.
Correct.
Okay. There we go. Just I read people, Tim. It's
right.
It's impressive. Yeah.
Now I think we're getting into some ones that you like. You got the regular. You got the peanut. Mm-hmm. You got the dark chocolate. You got almond, and then of course I think peanut butter. We know peanut butter's up top. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's in we're going least to
top.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So are you guessing again, or you?
No, I'm gonna. Well, all right, I'll guess.
You like,
I'll guess.
You know.
I'm gonna say it's the peanut M&M.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, good. And then, this is where we get into winners, okay? If I had to guess.
We got four left.
We got dark chocolate. We got the two different versions of peanut butter. We have almond, and we have plain M&M.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess your next one is either a plain M&M or almond.
I'd say almond.
Okay, almond. Yeah, but it's a winner.
But it's good. It's a winner. Yeah,
okay.
I like it.
Yeah. There's definitely like a line of demarcation where now we're into winners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Correct.
Then I'd probably say plain for you.
Yeah.
Yep, plain. Yeah. See how I read people?
Good job.
Yeah, just pay attention to how, you know, like, you know, pay attention to people.
Yeah, man. No, I thought you were a sales guy, man. You can do that stuff.
Now, I mean, this one's trick because we're into the, what are we into?
We're into a dark chocolate.
Dark.
And then the two peanut butters.
I'm going to guess it's dark and then peanut butter and then the winner is mega peanut butter.
Yeah. That's it. You got it. You nailed it. That's it. Dark and then the two peanut.
Wow.
You know what would be great though is a dark with a peanut butter.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We just did a Trader Joe's episode, and one of their big things are dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
And they
unbelievable.
They were really good.
That's it for me.
Yeah. Tim, you want to do some trying?
Yeah, I'll try some stuff for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. In there I'll do it.
What we got here?
Sean, you want to take over while we do some?
Sure, I'll take over. Tim, what are we chewing on here? What are you getting into?
Peanut butter and jelly.
All right. Oh, what do you think about this? I didn't even know this is out there.
They're the only thing around. Yes, I'm going to continue to eat them, but no, not good.
They're pretty weird.
Not good.
Yeah.
I know that I like peanut. I like peanut butter, and I like the regular ones quite a bit too. The ones that I can eat the most of, like I'm just all day, probably peanut.
Yeah.
Because it's got the salty and the sweet, and that just drives me where I'm eating all day.
So, Greg, what are they doing? They're just doing a peanut butter. Obviously, there's not peanut butter in there. It's just some sort of like flavoring agent to make it taste
I would bet
like
it's peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not Jif. I don't think. No.
No, but they should have Jif. That would be
great. Oh, man.
That'd be great.
Guys, surprisingly, kind of like the pretzel.
Do you?
Okay, yeah.
Man. Pretzel's fine. It's not as good as a chocolate-covered pretzel, one of my favorite things in the world. But this is, it's fine.
Haven't had one that I don't like yet.
Did you get the mega peanut butter? Yeah, you got it. Got to get into that.
Minis are fine. Not my favorite. Mega peanut butter is good. I'm always going Reese's Pieces, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You like those better?
It's the same idea. Do we agree with that?
Yeah.
I think so. You're right
did,
on that,
did Reese's Pieces copy M&M's? You think, or they were before the?
That's a good question. I bet M&M's came out first, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean they came out in the war.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know when Reese's Pieces came out.
Not during the war.
No.
No, I mean you're the one with the computer, but yeah. Man, it's.
What do you think, Greg?
I'll say this: I like them all. I like them all.
Even the jelly one.
Even the jelly one. Okay. Don't hate it. Don't hate it. So it's. I mean, it's. I would say peanut and M&M's are my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think peanut and M&M's are my favorite, and then I think minis are my least favorite, and then. It may be a, you know, like a 7-way tie for the middle. You know, like, yeah, dark chocolate.
Oh, let me try this.
I have a feeling might be right there if I was shoving handfuls into my mouth, which is how I usually eat these things.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. When you're just trying one.
Well, nobody does one. They're a psychopath. Who eats one at a time? I mean, everybody grabs
one mini.
Three. Yeah,
one mini.
Seriously,
I'm stuffed.
Yeah,
we're done.
Right, like,
yeah, no, we're gonna take advantage of it. We got an actor here again, and you can be the guy that you know eats one. Hey, man, you want another one?
No, I'm full. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man,
this guy,
so good.
This guy's like Tim in Nashville. Like he's that good. Yeah.
Well, that's I don't know. That's a lot. Have you ever had M&M's melt in your hand and not in your mouth? Happens all the time.
Oh, it does. Yeah. You're right.
Really?
Well, and then it's like streaky.
Well, it happens to me. Grew up in the South, so it's warmer.
It's hot. Yeah.
Tim, you got any thoughts on the M&M's?
Give me a sec.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gather yourselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sean,
when I was saying take over, we all had food in our mouths. I was hoping you would talk to Josh about some things, you know, interesting stuff, but you just sit there.
Man,
you just sit there like Tim in St. Louis. You just sit there like an idiot.
Just getting hit today, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what you did.
I like the originals and I like the peanut. Peanut butter are fine. Those would be the only three that I would ever consider purchasing. The other ones, if I'm somewhere and they're around, I'm going to eat them.
Specialty items?
Yeah. But I think those three. I'd be curious, Greg, do you know the what they're selling the most of, what that breakdown looks like?
Oh, man, I don't. And again, I don't have access to those numbers.
Yeah, I tried to find something.
I mean, we got to get to Nate and say, hey, man, give us a research budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need Nate to get us MRI data. Is it IRI data?
Yeah.
IRI data. Yep. MRI data.
MRI data
is like it's people's bones.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't really
leave a note on Nate's desk right over there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. Reese's Pieces, by the way, came out in 1978.
Yeah.
Oh.
In your lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm older than you guys.
Yeah, not ours.
Yeah.
Oh. They predate us.
Yeah, quite a bit older than you guys.
But that's correct. I mean, so yeah, M&M's.
But I look like a young man here in Nashville, according to Emma.
That's right.
Shout out
with
Tristan.
These lights.
But yeah, quite a bit after the M&M's. Crazy.
So you are basically the only three you like are plain peanut and
the mega peanut butter.
The mega peanut butter was good.
Yeah, I don't like you said. I don't dislike any. None of these are repulsive to me by any means. But if I'm there's something I think nostalgic probably about the original too, where it's just maybe reminds me of being a kid, makes me think of Halloween.
Yeah.
So that might always be top of my list. But peanut ones are great too.
But I like what you said. You said these are the ones I like the most. But if I'm somewhere and these are just the ones they have, I'm still going to eat them.
Yeah.
Like my youngest daughter had the minis. They sell them in those little tubes.
Yeah.
You've seen those?
Yeah.
It was sitting on the nightstand. They were hers, and she was going to eat them later. Well, I sat down and was watching a movie, and I just started eating them, and I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then I got in trouble later. She was mad at me. But
I don't blame her,
but
man.
Like,
those are her M&M's.
I know.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Great actor. Not a great father.
I would say
no.
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 Do you guys ever go to the Times Square store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it pretty wild in there?
No. I wouldn't describe it as wild.
What?
I'm saying it's
just
a whole
crazy
store.
Stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean,
devoted to one specific thing.
That's, it's very, and I haven't been there forever, but I worked in Times Square for a while, so Eminem was passing that thing every day, and it's, you know, very touristy. Like people are like an Eminem store, but
it's pretty cool.
It's cool. I'm a fan of the brand,
but they don't have anything different in there that you couldn't buy at Kroger or.
Not that I remember.
It was like beautiful, like giant, like. You know, tubes, like dispensers, where so it's like just M&Ms, yes. Like going up for them.
Yeah.
Man, I remember the first time I went, I think it was when I got out of college, I got my first job in Houston, and we used to go to this movie theater, and they had those. And I was like, oh, I want to get some of these, man. And I just like opened it up with a bag, and took it up there, and they were like, $56. Yeah. You can get a little carried away with those.
Yeah, you can buy in bulk, man. It's like $48 a pound.
Yeah.
See, this is, they call these the fun size.
Yeah.
Which I think is incorrect.
No, there's not a lot of fun going on there.
Right. Fun size would be like a giant bag. That's a lot more fun, right?
I'm with them.
Well, and Sean and I think probably can speak to this the most.
Sure.
There is a point of diminishing returns that there's not. The fun starts to crater off after you've had three of these bags. it goes from fun to sad.
Yeah,
pretty quickly.
Yeah,
pretty
rough. Fun size is really a fat size because I eat the whole. In the sad times, I could eat 2-3 of these bags.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it.
It's yeah, yeah,
sick,
no, I, yeah.
Sick person.
So. Do you want to share what you did last night?
The Slim Jims?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's why I'm stomach's a little off the rails today, man. I'm trying to not eat sugar. So we've talked about this last, so I'm trying not to eat sugar. I'm a heavy guy, and it's brutal. It's just brutal. So then last night, what did we have? We just had Burger King. I just grabbed the burger, no bun, boom. And I was starving, and I was like, for emergency, I brought in all these mini Slim Jims that you get like Costco.
Like a box.
Or Sam's, like a box, and I probably had 15 to 20 of them.
And I'm
Slim Jim.
Now, not the big full-size sticks that you get at a gas station.
Yeah.
But still, a grotesque amount. And then I woke up today, I was like, Tim, I'm not feeling good. He's like, why? And he's like, yeah, that checks. That checks. Every human would probably not feel
15
good.
Slim Jims?
Of the minis. Yeah, still, not the fact. I'm not saying do that, but not,
what's
not
the big
sticks.
What's the RDA on Slim Jims?
Like recommended, how many?
Yeah.
It's like only 12 a day. It's
that's it.
12 a day, man. Yeah. That's why if I just took three less, I would feel great right now.
There's something even more defeating about, and you're in this hotel room and you, famously you like to eat in bed, about having to open every single one. Like the wrap, you're covered in the wrappers. Everyone is just a sad. Just,
well, and it's not an easy open. Slim Jim?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
You have to work for it.
Yeah, you got to earn it, man. I want to have carpal tunnel today. And I'm like, doing this all night. But yeah, that pathetic. After the 15th, I just looked to my left in the bed. Just a pile of just wrappers, just strewn all around.
Did you sleep in
bed.
Any of them?
I thought about it. I actually had the decency to throw them out. Then they're scattering in the wind and picking them up.
There's one on the side of your head.
Yeah. I'd believe that. Oh, there's one in my hat.
Yeah.
Unrelated. Also, Sean, Sean's toilet in his room did not work this entire trip.
What?
And he just didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, that's not a problem. Tim's like, change rooms. I'm on the 15th floor. Elevators, big problem in my world.
Oh, yeah,
he's
afraid of elevators.
Like, I don't even ride without Tim. Tim has to be my plus one in the elevator.
That is true. Okay.
Really?
This entire trip, we've been here several nights.
Yep.
Sean would not get in the elevator without me.
Yeah, I won't.
So anytime we were leaving or something, we had to go. Buddy,
why
system.
Didn't you call me? I'm platinum over there, man.
Dude, I know, that's what I said.
Greg, me calling you saying I want to move my room, you would lose your mind.
No, this is where I think I'm a horrible person.
You're not a horrible person, but you're like, I don't want to deal with this right now.
I've probably been a little hard on Sean at times.
No, it's all in good fun.
Yeah, and now he's afraid to come to me and say that he wants to move rooms. And so I'm a jerk.
It's not even, like, I guess I would have moved on the 15th floor, but then the whole thing, I'd get another elevator, go down, like, and then you'd have to come with me and spot me.
I'd have been happy
actually,
to. Your toilet didn't flush. Anything else in that room could malfunction and be like, oh, yeah, the TV doesn't work, the alarm, the coffee, whatever it is. Your toilet didn't flush, and you
just crazy.
Dealt with it. And all you had to do is make one
phone
call.
What do you mean? I don't want to know how he dealt with it either.
Just breathe and listen. What did we try? Did I not put in a request to get it fixed?
So what happened was...
Yeah, we see. Now let's talk through things.
There was a... No, he's right. There was a... You tried. But it didn't work. And then you stayed a whole other night there. There was a guy walking through the hallway who clearly was an employee, and he had like a hammer on him. And Sean's like, hey, man, are you maintenance? He's like, yeah. So is that my... My toilet doesn't work. And the guy's like, it's not flushing. What's the deal? He's like, yeah, it's not flushing.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, all right, man, I'll put in the request. And
that'd be great if that guy walked in and he's like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's broken.
It's not working.
So, and you know, it's such a bummer, too.
You're going to need the guy that carries the plunger, man. Yeah. I'm the hammer guy.
Plunger guy's down on 12.
Right. And, you know, I feel terrible because also with the elevator thing, we did check. We are riding Otis, which is a quality elevator.
Otis is
oddly, great. What happened? We had a funny situation, too.
Check this out.
This is another reason why I don't ride him. Go ahead, Tim.
We're waiting. We hit the button for the elevator in the hotel. It opens up, and there's just a dude there standing on top of the elevator card, like in the shaft.
Yeah.
Doing some stuff, right? Like he's like working and he's like, hey, sorry. And it's, you can tell how hot it is in that
poor
shaft.
Guy.
He's just dripping sweat. And we're like, how's it going, man? And he goes, just doing some work.
Doing some maintenance.
Other
yeah.
one will come. And I go, as it's closing, I go, is that an Otis? And he goes, yeah. And I go, you'll be all right.
That's great,
and it closes, it opens again. And he goes, I'm just doing a little maintenance. I'm like, okay, cool, man. We're fine. But it was an Otis. Otis is a brand that we've done.
We talked about, man, and they were really cool.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I messaged them like, hey, we love you guys. We're big fans. How about some gear? And they're like, you got it. And sent us a bunch of t-shirts and hats and all this stuff. Yeah. Which is just hilarious that an elevator company's like, yeah, whatever you want. You know, meantime, Southwest, they keep running their mouth. Nothing.
Oh, they say they're going to send something?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in communication. I'm getting a little sour. And I'm Southwest loyal. So it's not like I'm bashing them. I fly them exclusively.
Oh, I got companion fare. That's how much I fly. I got to be honest, I'm terrified what our reputation with brands is and that he's just out there reaching out to these brands on social media on our behalf and God knows what he's saying.
No, like, that's cool.
Nobody said you're allowed to do that. Nobody said, Sean, could you do it? He's just out there.
That's right.
Just hustling.
He's our public representative to these brands and God knows what clown show they think that we're putting on over here.
He's got a Zoom with the president of Southwest next week.
Hey, man.
Anything could happen.
I'd love to talk to him, man. They're getting rid of take your own seat.
Right?
I'm not happy about it, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
Let's get in there, mix it up a little.
Josh, you don't have a preferred brand of elevator, do you?
I don't.
Yeah.
But I am familiar with Otis. I remember seeing the Otis logo on some elevators.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sean is he's an Otis
loyalist.
Have
you been stuck in an elevator before?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
So that's why we have a...
No, it's been a problem as a kid. And it just,
oh, really?
Yeah, I just no control, claustrophobia, and it's a complete mess. So.
Well, I understand I wouldn't want to be in there by myself and it gets stuck. Yeah, right. Yeah.
At least I was in there by myself when I got stuck.
Yep, done. Yeah.
What do you do? You just ring the bell?
No, they're fine. They're like, this is just life, and you just wait it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Fire department came, and you know what they did? They offered me nothing, the hotel.
What?
And then that night... I brought some stuff from the store up there. I got a few like a Coke, a water, and some food items. And the guy goes, hey, I remember you from the elevator. He goes, water and the Coke's on us.
Man, what a sweetheart.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, that's what I got.
Oh, that's great.
And then the hotel like reached out to me, you know, for those normal surveys. How was your stay?
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, my life's pretty good. Why do I gotta, you know? And I was like, you know what? And I just filled it out. I said, hey, I got stuck in the elevator, and nobody has reached out.
Nothing.
Nobody reached out to say.
Just checking in to make sure you got your free Coke.
Yeah.
For your elevator.
And this guy's I think I met the manager. Like he was coming down with the people, and I was like, hey. I'm the guy that got stuck in the elevator. He's like, you all right? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right. Like the guy that you know, gave me something was a lower level employee.
Yeah.
But not the food, just the Coke and the water.
Yeah, man, dude, they can't give the house away, man. Yeah. They'd close. They'd be out of business.
They'd close, like the elevator doors for a while.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
We got back to the lobby last night. We went, picked up Burger King, came back, and we're eating our Burger King in the lobby. And there's a restaurant in there that was kind of in the process of closing down. It didn't have any ketchup. So I went in there and I saw what was clearly a manager. He's counting up for the night. I go, hey, man, can I grab a ketchup after off one of the tables? I'll bring it to the lobby and bring it back. And he goes, I don't care. All right, great. Like, no, that's all. He gave me absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And then I go back in and I go, here, man, bring in the ketchup back. I like oversold it. And he did not even look up. He did not care.
You know who will take care of you if they mess something up is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that their move?
Yeah. And I hate to even tell them if they mess something up because they're so nice. Yeah. Really? I don't even want, I'm like, it's fine, you know. But one time I told them, I was like, hey, just
you want your own franchise?
Yeah. I said, I ordered this. I didn't get it or whatever. No big deal. Like, we're fine. We just want, just letting you know. And they're like, oh, here's like 10 free chicken sandwiches. Like, just giving me free cards for stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, just really nice. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. So you should tell them they messed up even if they didn't and you'll get free stuff.
That's, is that one of your favorites? Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah. I like Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Yeah.
We mess up a lot on this podcast.
Oh, man.
A ton. But we can't be giving stuff away. Every time we mess up, we'll go out of business.
Yeah.
You know?
It depends what we give away.
What do you have to give away?
M&M.
Just M&M. Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We've given
we're
some
send
stuff.
We're going to send every listener one M&M.
Yeah.
One mini.
One mini.
Uh-huh. I'm stuffed.
Yeah, we did... We've given away some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeti cooler.
Oh, that's
sent
cool.
A Yeti cooler.
Yeah.
All right.
We've sent, did you send Legos? That gum ever?
I didn't send the gum because I can't find the people who it is. Oh, so wow. I've said 3 times, please message me to the gum winners and nothing.
How do they message you?
So Facebook group, Instagram. Those are the two primaries.
I knew it wasn't going to get done.
Dude,
I
they don't it. Want it. The one guy's like, don't send it to me. And see, this is the problem. Greg has selective listening. So he picks and chooses on the show when he listens. And so I said, hey, on a few episodes, reach out, let me know, and I will get that gum to you.
Yeah.
Now I got it. It's in cool storage. It's fresh. It's regulation gum. I'm ready to send it.
Regulation gum.
Hit me up and I'll get it to you.
Did you hear any of that?
He gets upset when he doesn't get his way. And that's what's happening. Tim knows it. We all know it.
We sent some things. I sent the Legos. I did.
It was a disaster. Thanks to my guy here.
Yeah, Luke made the hat. And Luke sent us some stuff. We have to check. We have a consumer's P.O. box. And he sent us some stuff that we got to get when we get back to town.
Oh, really? Mookie did? More stuff?
Sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Are you checking good. That box, Greg?
I hadn't heard from him in a while.
I've been home in a month.
Oh, that's right. That's true, buddy. I've been gone. Greg's been gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be a full
guys,
box.
Guys, I'm telling you, the peanut butter and jelly M&Ms are not bad.
Really? Is it turning on you?
Yeah.
Maybe you got to get used to them, I don't know.
I'm going back for the mega peanut butter. I don't know. Like, if they were sitting around at a party, as they often are, I would.
Peanut butter and jelly M&Ms?
Yeah, I would have a few. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're out in L.A. now, man. Hollywood, there's probably all kinds of crazy M&M parties.
Yeah.
Like an M&M store out there.
Yeah.
It's just wild.
That's right.
We haven't done fun facts, have we?
No.
Oh, man. Make sure they're factual and a lot of fun.
That's my job. Here we go. All right. Obviously, the huge campaign for M&Ms is, as we see on these bags, the characters. What's that, Anna, where you make them a person? What do you call that?
Animation?
No.
Animatronic?
Animotion?
Animatronic?
No.
No, what am I doing?
Animals.
Oh. Anna Faris?
Somebody in here.
Annabelle.
Guys, come on. Where you make something that isn't a person and you make it a person.
Oh, my God. It isn't a person.
Hanna-Barbera.
No.
No.
You make it a person?
What is the word? Anyone in here?
Anthropology.
Anthroformatic.
Anthrax. No.
Anthrax the band.
Anthropomorphia.
Anthropomorphic.
Oh yeah, man, we all have that ready to go. Yeah. What is that?
Looking for.
Yeah.
Anthropomorphic. Have you that's a word that you know very well.
I do know that word. Yeah.
Okay. I just had a little anthropomorphic M&Ms where they're characters, they're people. Huge campaign for them. And
Andy Griffith.
A lot of celebrities. A lot of celebrities voiced them. So the red one, the red M&M. And at this point in culture, if you're watching enough television, you kind of know their different personalities, right? The red one has been played by John Lovitz and Billy West. Billy West is like a super famous voice actor. He was on Howard Stern for a while. He's done Bugs Bunny, Ren and Stimpy, Popeye. He's done everybody. He did the red one. The yellow M&M, deep voice, famously John Goodman for a long time.
And St. Louis guy. Yeah.
J.K. Simmons has done him as well. Blue. Back
Henry's in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy Henry.
Yeah. I saw a great headshot of Henry at Zany's last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he...
Henry Phillips.
Henry Phillips, yeah. Young, he's got the long hair and the guitar. And I forget what his signature was. It was something like, "Someday we'll all die." Henry Phillips. Blue was Phil Hartman back in the day. Miss Brown was Vanessa Williams. And purple, Amber Ruffin. So a lot of celebrities involved in those.
Yeah.
The red one.
Phil Hartman. You want to hear my Phil Hartman?
You do a Phil Hartman? Yeah.
Phil Hartman in the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer. He played the prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In this particular... Oh, I can't say that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Greg?
In this particular cell block, Machine Gun Kelly. That's...
That's all you got? That's good.
Well he can't... Yeah. You'll see what.
Cafeteria, straight ahead.
Yeah.
Boy, he was great.
He was amazing, man.
The red M&M is cynical and sarcastic. Makes sense with John Lovitz. He's the mascot for milk, chocolate, peanut butter, and crispy M&Ms. The yellow one, that's the John Goodman, J.K. Simmons, is happy and easily fooled. He's the mascot for peanut M&Ms. And then blue is known as the cool one, and that's the mascot for almond M&Ms. That's who Phil Hartman played.
Okay.
Green is the mascot for dark chocolate, mint, and peanut butter. Orange is a bit nervous. He was introduced with crispy M&Ms and is now the mascot for pretzel M&Ms, often joined by Pretzel Guy, who gives him advice.
I don't see Pretzel Guy here.
He's a bit nervous.
Who do you see? The orange?
I see orange. Yeah.
No, I'm nervous.
He's got a pretzel over his eyes like a mask.
We all know the Van Halen story. Van Halen's writer said, you know, we want whatever it is, a bucket of M&Ms, but no brown M&Ms. Take all the M&Ms out. And it's this kind of famous thing, and it's obviously been made a joke of for years and years.
Yeah.
Van Halen said, hey, what we did is we put that in the writer to make sure that people were reading it carefully, because we knew that if they went down to the detail and got rid of all the brown M&Ms, that they would also deliver for us when it came to all our technical specifics and this huge production that we're doing. They were going to take care of us and our crew and make sure that everything went well. That's why they say they put it in there. But famously, it was like, these guys are jerks. They're just making people do work for no reason. But that's why they did the brown M&M thing.
That's interesting.
Did you know that?
I like that. No, I didn't know that was why. I hadn't heard like the full story. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Who knows if they kind of made that up later? Like, well, actually,
you're right.
It was our way of, or if they were just,
David Lee Roth was a jerk.
Yeah. Like, right. Do you do corporate shows, anything like that? Do you have a writer that's like, this is what I send over every time?
I have a writer for, you know, my agent does. And I always say, don't do anything like they, you know, sometimes they'll ask like, what do you want in the green? And I'm like, a bottle of water, you know, like,
You're pretty low maintenance, Greg, on that. You've never been a grinder on that.
Yeah. I mean, now stuff. Sometimes like the tech writer that they have for the corporate stuff, it's like a kind of boilerplate thing. And sometimes like once or twice for like a smaller event, they're like, hey man, do we need to go buy all this lighting? I'm like, no, you're fine. You know?
Ludo.
He does corporate events.
It's the same for me. Yeah, but it's very, I mean, there's like four things in there. And it's like, just a bottle of water and make sure I know how to get in to the venue. Like, you know, where do I go when I get there? Like, it's basic stuff. Yeah.
Ludo has one. And similar to Van Halen, making sure everybody's, you know, down to the thing on their toes. This is real.
I know, man. It's going to be, you guys are
what's
jerks.
Wrong? Does it get a little?
We're not jerks at all.
Was it green M&Ms?
No. We did autograph picture from the Pope, which a lot of the places would get one and write something funny on it. And then you'd put in your guest list would be in your writer. And every time when we turned in our guest list, no matter where we were, Scarlett Johansson was on our guest list. A, just in case she showed up, but yeah. B, to just raise the level of excitement in the venue for the show.
Yeah,
you could
I like
just
that.
Tell if the staff's around going, Scarlett Johansson, yeah. man.
We're the little guys are bringing it.
We're that's a little awesome.
Punk rock club in Wichita, Kansas, and they're going, oh my God, did you see who's on there? And it just kind of raised the energy a little bit.
That's great.
Bit.
She ever show?
She did not.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Some people who had met Scarlett Johansson or had seen some of her work before had been to our show.
Okay. That's it. Gotcha. Yeah.
Tan M&Ms are no longer, but a lot of nostalgia. There's a lot of people really into the idea of the tan M&Ms.
Hmm. Oh yeah. Was that just limited edition thing?
I don't know if they, was that? It used to be part of it or what.
No, it was part of it, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah.
M&Ms were the first candy in space.
Makes sense.
First candy in
that's
space.
That's cool.
Do like who, like what year? Like what, who brought it up? We're know. Not talking like
Armstrong. It feels like an Armstrong,
Armstrong thing.
If I had to guess. Yeah. Aldrin stayed away.
He stayed away.
Yeah.
along with M&M's, Milky Way, Snickers, Three Musketeers, and Skittles, Mars in McLean, Virginia owns Combos, Kudos, and the Twix brands. And then still,
oh, yeah.
Greg mentioned it, Uncle Ben's Rice is still there. Calcan and Pedigree Pet Food is all theirs.
That's cool. M&M Mars, man.
Man, they got it going on.
Do you guys like Three Musketeers?
Man, as a kid, I thought it was a big deal. Now I'm like, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's passable.
I like it. It's real polarizing. A lot of people don't like
yeah.
it.
It's just not a lot of going on with it. You know, it's just the, you know, it's like Milky Way or Snickers without the fun. You know, all the extra. It's just, I don't even know what you call the stuff.
Nougat.
Nougat, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's. I mean, it's like I'd eat one. But yeah, I never got excited about it.
I'm going to double down and say, man, the peanut M&M is just perfection.
The peanut one.
The peanut, yeah. Okay.
That's fair. Totally fair. In 1982, Paul Heffman, a University of Tennessee student, here we go, decided to create the Society for the Restoration and Preservation of Red M&Ms. The organization was basically a joke. It was a spoof on junk mail campaigns that were popular at the time, and he asked people to send 99 cents for a lifetime membership. In 1983, the guy received a membership application from the PR manager at M&M's Mars. And guess what? Red M&M's were back in 1987.
That's pretty cool.
That's all tough.
Discontinued, but that's all that crazy dice.
Go Vols, right?
Yeah, go Vols. It's volunteering to do all kinds of things over there.
Under President JFK, that is John Fitzgerald Kennedy, guests and members of the press who traveled on Air Force One were given 20 were given a packs of 20 cigarettes in a box marked with the presidential seal and signature of the sitting president along with a matchbook. That's insane.
What? So you were on Air Force One, you got 20 packs of cigarettes.
Presidential cigarettes. That was Kennedy's signature.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It wasn't that long ago.
After Kennedy's assassination, the large quantities of cigarettes distributed by the White House and Air Force One became a tradition. They were like, we got to keep this thing going for JFK. But then Reagan replaced most of the cigarettes with jars of jelly beans shortly after taking office to maintain his consistent anti-drug image. By then, they're like, we can't keep. At the 1988 Moscow summit with Mikhail Gorbachev, Mars supplied customized M&Ms for gifts. Nancy Reagan gave them to Russian children. After the summit, Nancy Reagan saw an opportunity to ban all smoking on Air Force One, replacing the few remaining cigarette supplies on board. After that, M&Ms became the official candy of the White House.
Wow.
Man. How about that?
Pretty big. And then President George Bush continued Reagan's tradition of handing out the M&Ms. Bill Clinton altered the packaging to also include the signature of the sitting president, just like JFK had with the cigarettes. Obama personally handed out packs of presidential M&Ms to guests. Obama also gave them out to children trick-or-treating at the White House, along with Michelle giving out dried fruits. My wife's got something for you, too.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that'll end up in the trash.
I think Michelle's line was shorter than, than Barack's line. They're like, oh, wait, we're just going to go over here.
The first M&M store was opened in Las Vegas next to the MGM Grand in 1997. They got stores in Orlando, New York City, London, Henderson, Nevada, Shanghai, Berlin, and the Mall of America up in Minnesota. London is the biggest, 35,000 square feet. Sweetie Candy Store in Cleveland is the largest candy store in the world at 40,000 square feet.
That's big.
Wow.
Huge. That's a lot of candy, guys.
That is a lot of candy.
Yeah, man. Yep. What if that Pez in there?
Love
Pez. That. Now, that's something. That's a life changer. We should be
Pez
talking about
in
that.
Oh, and Sweeties.
Dude,
Sweetie.
Remember Pez? I lived with Greg for like 9 months. And, we had a Pez problem at your play. And you're like, dude, what is with you?
Yeah.
I just had Pez wrappers. Not dispensers. I just eat them.
Like I'd buy the 10 packs and just. Oh.
Yeah, he didn't have the heads.
He didn't have the Scooby-Doo head or something to, you know.
Segregation. I'm here to eat the Pez. I'm not here to play games.
It's just shoving Pez.
Just Pez straight in.
I love that, man.
But the dispenser is part. That's the whole fun.
Yeah,
it is,
man.
It's like pop it up, pick one out.
Dude, I'm a pro, man. I got to go. Like the idea is get the Pez in the system.
Sean takes the fun out of a lot of stuff, man.
In Pez, I definitely do, man. I'm a bummer. I'm a bummer in the Pez game. So
I love Pez, man. So good, dude. Anthropomorphic, guys. Now we know.
Yeah. Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. Mancuso loves it.
I love
but
it.
But also, he's a good actor.
So. Yeah, he could be faking it.
He's like, Greg was real funny. Yeah,
you think a camera stopped? He's like, the stupidest thing ever.
He's doubled over. That guy is good.
Cut. That is garbage.
Falls
man.
Out That's of right. That's
right. Where can people find you online?
Well, my social media handle is just my name, Josh Mancuso. And then I got a website, joshmancuso.com. Trying to keep it easy for people, even though they can't spell Mancuso a lot of times. But it's, you know. I'm sure you guys, it's Mancuso.
It's easy.
Yeah. So
it's nice that you got your name. Like, you don't have to play any tricks with it. And Josh, you know.
Right.
Like, Sean O'Brien, I was late to the party. Like, they're all thinking, man.
Yeah.
They're all
going.
There's too many.
Yeah. So, and what's yours?
That Sean O'Brien.
Sean O'Brien.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I don't even love, but it's like, I'm just trying to keep it as close to
Sean. Oh, that's Sean O'Brien.
Sean O'Brien.
He's a real card.
It's either that or Sean O'Brien. I hate it, but what are you going to do?
And tour dates, are you on the road right now or just kind of doing content? Anything?
Yeah, just doing content right now. It's was summertime now, so gearing up for football season. Got a lot of stuff coming up here the next 4 or 5 months.
And when you follow him, it is like the college football season, like you follow an arc, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll talk. I followed one back a few years ago when Missouri was good, and I didn't feel like you gave him a fair treatment in the rankings. You did some rankings at one time or another. It's a good follow, especially during college football season.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah,
and keep an eye out for those wrestling videos coming real soon, America. Uh-huh.
Wearing the onesie. It's not a onesie. It's a
singlet. Costume. Yeah, wrestling costume.
Not a costume.
It is a costume. Man.
Leotard.
A singlet.
Singlet.
I'm going to be honest. Singlet doesn't sound a lot better than onesie.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
No, it's a painful word.
It's also, you know.
Yeah. Greg, you want to
Okay. Let's go.
Stay tuned for comments.
Consumers here from the future. First of all, what a great episode with Josh Mancuso.
Yeah,
man.
I like that guy a lot.
Great guy. So fun. Didn't know what to expect, but he was awesome. He was awesome. But we wanted to give you some more up-to-date comments. So these are comments, most of which came from the Dusty Slay Trader Joe's episode. So we appreciate your comments on YouTube, in the Consumers Podcast fan page, and then on Apple Podcasts. As well.
Huge episode with Dusty, man.
And so much love for Dusty in the comments. Yeah. He was great. Sure, Dusty, by the way, we should say this, we'll remind you at the end too, Dusty's new special out today.
Yep.
The day that you're seeing this episode, Eminem's episode, it's out on Netflix, by the way. Real easy to find. It's called Wet Heat.
Yeah, it'll probably be the highest ranked thing on Netflix. And if it's not, that's because you guys need to watch it.
Yeah. That's on you, Coterie.
People, help our buddy Dusty out.
I'm not going to read all the Dusty love, but man, people love Dusty Slay, and rightfully so. He's just one of the great, and great numbers on that podcast too. So thank you to everybody.
Yeah,
thanks, really guys. Nice. I think we got some new listeners, new viewers because of Dusty. Hope we can hold on to you.
Yeah, and we've upped our fashion, if you can't tell, a little bit too. So hopefully you guys stick around. Grant Morgan, $25.99 weighed in. A lot of talk about the crisscross chatter on that.
Yeah,
on that
people
episode.
Were excited.
That was great.
A lot of great comments. I sang that their second single was Turn It Up, Chris. But I was incorrect. It is Warm It Up, Chris. Warm It Up, Chris. I'm about to warm it up, Chris, because that's what I was born. That was their second single.
Yeah.
And then somebody else reminded me they had another hit. I Missed the Bus. Brian Bellamy, 8296, said I Missed the Bus was another one of their hits. Had a cassette tape of Kid. And then Chris Kelly, who was known as Mac Daddy, passed away in 2013.
Oh, no.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I Missed the Bus. I guess those kids were singing about what you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That was their life.
12-year-old kid, man.
Yes. Yeah. And jumping. They jumped.
And they jumped.
They missed the bus.
And they turned it up.
You write what you know. Life loving Alaska girl said, guys, Jermaine Dupri was the guy back then. Mac, he was the Mac Daddy, if you will. She said he produced, Janet Jackson. He was married to Janet Jackson, if I'm not mistaken, for a while. Mariah Carey, he worked with Usher, Nelly, Jay-Z, to name some. But yeah, Jump Jump was hot. Love All the Laughs. I don't know if I told this when we were talking about it. I met Jermaine Dupri.
How did you leave that out?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, come on, man. And he was talk about it.
Maybe, but I might have told it on that episode. Coolest guy, though. It was just really, really cool. We were on old Island Def Jam at the same time. He was working
nice.
Yeah.
Was
I understand a sweet man? I understand cool guys.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, buddy. You are fashion forward, my man.
You are. You are.
I mean, you just got it. You got a member shirt on, good looking hat. I mean, everything just works today.
Yeah, it is.
Clean shaven.
It's good. Couple of arena shows with Nate.
And yeah. Life is all right.
It's
over
great.
There.
Yeah, things are a little different now, guys.
Good time to be Greg Warren.
Maybe this is like his bit, Greg Warren.
Oh, yeah, Warren.
This is Warren, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't remember how that thing went, but.
Strong. Yeah.
It didn't make the cut on any special, that wearing bit.
That was funny.
TWH Love said, Kristen here, how about one of the consumers' activities on the Nate Cruise in February, Nate Land at Sea, is a Sniff Sean booth.
Whoa.
For us Coterie members. Me, my mom, and sister will give Sean's cologne the old sniff test. It can be a main desk area so Greg can still breathe.
Needs to be outside.
People,
well,
exactly.
We are on a cruise ship.
People, Coterie or not, can come up, give an appropriate distanced sniff, and vote with chips in a bucket. Sean smells stanky versus Sean smells swell. Let the people decide if Sean smells good.
I like it, man. I think it's a little weird optics if you didn't know what was going on. Like if just from afar you were looking and you're like,
right,
what is this line of people just stuffing their nose in this guy's neck?
But I think more and more as Coterie people come out to shows, they're just going to want to smell you.
Oh, man, I got two nice compliments in Nashville.
Did you?
Yeah. That worked, man.
Yeah.
People were on board.
Yeah, you had plenty on that day. We were all in Tim's car on the way over to the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was with him when he put it on. And what'd you say? You're like, half a dose. So Greg, that's what you called a dose,
like,
right?
It was a micro score. It wasn't even like a normal like regulation.
He was microdosing.
It was microdosing my microspraying.
A lot of strong Trader Joe's opinions too. Cameron Hadley, 8209, said Trader Joe's has some solid snacks, but anything with dark chocolate or peanut butter tastes slightly off. The dark chocolate leaves a chemical aftertaste, and the peanut butter is just noticeably not Jif. Solid episode. Need some Louisiana brands like Community Coffee, Tony's, or Tabasco. Tabasco.
I'm fine with the Tony's or Tabasco.
Tony's what? What's Tony's?
Tony's
Chachere's, or is it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hot sauce, maybe.
Oh,
it's hot sauce.
Or wait a minute, is Tony's? Maybe he's talking about Tony's the
pizza.
I don't know.
Tony's a Louisiana brand. Tony's.
Oh, it's not the pizza.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tabasco. The Community Coffee was a fierce competitor of mine.
Oh.
They were like this. They tried to go over to Texas. It's a Louisiana coffee. And they came over to Texas into Houston and they were trying to knock my brand out. Or, you know, they tried to take some of my shelf space.
What was that, Folgers Crystals?
Folgers as a brand. Yeah. It included crystals, but the Folgers ground coffee was the thing.
All right. So we won't be doing that one. I think Tabasco.
No time soon.
Tabasco would be good.
Yeah, tell them to stay in their own lane.
Mark Bigley, 1694, said, I just saw Greg in Tallahassee with Nate. Awesome show. Everybody killed. Would love to see Greg do a full hour there someday.
In Tallahassee?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do a full hour sometime somewhere in the Gulf Coast. We got to figure that out.
That's great.
Up there in the Panhandle.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Love it down there. I'm in.
Did I say up there? I might have said up there.
Meaning if you're looking at Florida, it's up there. But from here, it's of course, it's going, okay, Randy cut that. Craig Moss, W7R3F said, Tim, a married man and father says, this is when we're talking about the Christian Bale story. Dusty said Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Tim, a married man and father says, hey, is that the coolest thing that's ever happened to you? Dusty says, well, I'm married and I've got kids. One of the best episodes so far. Watch out, Bates.
Yeah.
Because people are like, the Bates episode's the best. Then
Bates
along
episode was awful good.
Dusty and Aaron.
I know. Just boom, boom, boom.
I mean, the Nickerson episode was really good. I mean, we took some hits. I took some hits.
You did.
Yeah.
And well deserved hits, I think.
And I paid for it dearly.
Yeah.
Guy spilled coffee all over my
rug.
Yeah, your rug, man.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah.
Woodhall was a great episode. He got a ton of one of his clips went viral. Zoltan, fantastic.
Yeah.
McKernan.
I think these people are grouping like the Nateland people, which is probably, probably everybody's first time seeing the Nateland sign.
Yeah, yeah, about that.
If you're watching on YouTube, pretty cool.
It's official.
That's super legit.
I think that's when I decided I'm going to start wearing sunglasses.
Oh, I didn't even. Is that what's different about him?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
I just, Greg feels cooler. Michael Hanch, 8365, said, Tim's dismissive comment of all that stuff, sure, regarding Dusty's wife and children truly captures how every guy felt hearing about Christian Bale approaching Dusty. Well done, Mr. Gumby. Well done. That Christian Bale, unbelievable story.
Amazing.
Jason Harris, 5571, said, like Sean, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak is a big fan of $2 bills. He'd sometimes sign them when people asked for autographs. He even bought uncut sheets of $2 bills and had them perforated just like a notepad and used them to pay for things. He just tore one off at the register.
No kidding.
You and Woz.
You think you can do
that?
Yeah,
man. I mean, we're like the same guy.
Pretty much.
Minus the bank accounts, but.
Woz, is he married to Kathy Griffin?
What?
What?
The comedian?
Yeah, I thought so.
Steve Wozniak from the Apple is married to Kathy Griffin?
I thought so.
Randy, you check that out.
Checking on that.
He doesn't have it. I'll check it. I'm going to check it on my phone. Sorry, guys. I don't like going to my phone on the episode, but I got to check this out.
Yeah, this is big.
What? All right, a couple more here. Lee M1RN says, the opening song is the best part of the podcast. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is not the table, LOL. Remember, you guys will get better. Like the podcast. Love you guys.
They were never married. They were in a brief relationship.
No kidding.
They dated for about a year.
Never heard that in my life. Sean suggested a new opening song, jingle for the podcast, and people are saying no. The song's great, and it is.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Check out Kevin Bowers.
Yeah, you took shots at Kevin. Yeah. He's not talking to you now.
Check out Kevin Bowers. If you want to hear the full version of the what has become the consumer's theme song, check out Kevin Bowers. It's you can hear the long version. It's fantastic.
Kevin
There's a version with vocals. It's terrific.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And finally, Bob's Dot Automotive weighed in. He said, Sean got his cologne episode. Greg got his Jif episode. Yeah. When does Tim get his Four Seasons episode? I am looking forward to learning more about the country club. Love the show. Well, Bob,
we didn't do a Jif episode.
Oh yeah, you're right. We did. We talked about it quite a bit. But yeah, that's a good call. There's a episode very near and dear, close to my heart, coming out very soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
We already did it.
I don't know what it is.
We did it yesterday.
That's near and dear to your heart?
That brand?
Yeah.
Is he doing a bit right now?
Oh, that one. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the other one.
Oh, the one we did. That was a different
one. Oh, yeah.
You guys were.
I made no sense. Tim, you're acting like
I
me.
I want to say it and explain the joke, but I don't want to give it away.
Yeah. At some point. Like I don't know if it was that big a deal.
Yeah. At some point, that'll come full circle and you guys will be in on it. But until then, that's it for comments. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Like stuff, share stuff, smash that like button.
Smash it, man.
All that stuff.
That's not what you said.
You smash that like button.
There you go. We have been the consumers. You have been consume, baby.
2 luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.